They just played hooky
oh,
cut classes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
That's the one I was most familiar with when I went to school.
Yeah. But ditched, would you make a distinction between ditched and cut?
Oh, that's...
That's what I was getting at.
Oh. Well, most unscientifically to me, cut would mean eliminated one or two classes.
Yeah.
They ditched would mean the whole day.
That's the distinction I make. And a person who does this is neglecting his studies, and he probably won't get a good...
grade.
Yes, but in terms of the overall picture, he's neglecting his what?
Education.
This is a second class tape recorder. So this is much better. This is a
Elux first class. Hypothetical terms.
Oh, sure. How about graduate from high school, you go to?
College.
And the place where all the books are is the?
Library.
And the place where you take a package you want to mail is the?
Post office.
And Chicago is in relation to Cook. Cook is the what?
County.
Cook. And Chicago in relation to the county is the county.
County seat, I suppose, but hard to ever use that word. Somehow I associate that with small country town.
Mm-hmm. Place where you get on a train is the?
Station.
Place where if you're going to stay in another town, you go to another town, you want to spend the night, you might go to a?
Hotel.
Now, depreciative terms for inferior public lodgings?
Appreciative?
Depreciative.
Flop house? Dump?
How about a place where you see a film?
Theater.
And a place where you go for an operation?
Hospital.
And the women in the hospital, working in the hospital?
Nurses.
And a woman who sells herself?
Prostitute.
Other words for that.
Whore. Woman of easy virtue.
How about a procurer of women?
Pimp.
Any other names you think of?
The word panderer doesn't quite fit, but I guess it's used sometimes.
It's from Troilus. How about a house of prostitution?
Whorehouse. Red light. House, I guess.
How about a sexually indiscreet female? Not necessarily a prostitute, but just a
loose woman? Nymphomaniac?
Well, that would be, that's the next one.
Oh.
That's sexually overactive. How about a sexually overactive male? Do you have any names for that?
Maybe in the literary sense, Don Juan, Lothario.
Okay. How about a female homosexual?
Lesbian.